Ganeshtish for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, voting rights are what makes democracy tick. And all over the country, there is a debate on how those voting rights should be protected. And joining us now, Kyle Harris, who is one of the organizers of a voting rights march that is scheduled to be held in Juneau, starting at Marine Park. And I am just kind of curious about how many people are going to turn out to a voting rights march in the midst of the holidays and with all that snow out there. Not to put out a discouraging word, but it'll be interesting to see what your turnout is.
You know, I'm genuinely curious too, Rhonda. Well, that remains to be seen. I'm just trying to get the word out. I mean, appearing on Juno Afternoon or being heard on Juno Afternoon is part of my efforts to get the word out on this. It's happening tonight. 7 o'clock, Marine Park.
Well, I think if you do get a good turnout, it will show something. It'll make a statement that people do care about this issue. And you hear a lot about it in the news, but I don't know that it's really come to a bubble yet. People really understanding what's at stake.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly trying to do everything I can to raise awareness of this issue. I've got a Facebook group. It's a private group, but it's, you know, Juno Voting Rights March Facebook group. I think social media can be used for a lot of, you know, like any technology, a lot of ill, but it can also be an incredible tool for organizing, you know, good stuff. And I've got 80 people on this Facebook group. Membership has been growing. So let's see, if it'd be great if all those people could make it. And if they can't, that's okay. I understand it's a very busy time of year. Snow on the ground, it's going to be cold out. At least it's warmed up a little bit, right?
Well, it's just interesting. It sounds like you started this all on your own, sort of. I mean, something propelled you to do this, get this going. What was that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in like, yeah, that's helping me finish a thought there. You know, in respect to social media, so many of us, we post these things online and how we feel about things. And, you know, that's all well and good to share a meme, and it's easy to do, but at the end of the day, I don't think it makes us feel like we've done something, but we really haven't. So no, I've never done anything like this before. So I'm really just kind of flying by the seat of my pants here, you know?
But I guess what was the motive for this? I mean, aside from the fact that you want to do more than just post stuff on Facebook, what has pushed you to the point that you're doing something you've never done before?
Well, I was listening to some NPR programming, actually. And there's a lot of legislation going through right now that, you know, whether it's in, you know, Georgia, that's going to be, say, you know, not allowing people to vote after church service on Sunday, not allowing voting on a Sunday. That's, you know, I understand that. And that's one provision that's there specifically to keep people, you know, from voting after their church service, which has been a very traditional way to get out the vote in that particular community. Something that, you know, we should be expanding the right to vote, not closing it off to marginalized people. And we're seeing more and more of this legislation going through state legislatures. And, you know, it certainly was the case that you had federal preclearance as part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Certain states that were shown to have a history of discrimination and who they allowed to vote, you know, whether that was, you know, Jim Crow type laws that, you know, required a, you know, a literacy test before you voted, which we've had in Alaska, I should add. You know, while I'm on that topic, I was surprised to learn. I'm learning, and the more I learn, the more outraged I become that there was a English literacy requirement written into the Alaska State Constitution, and that wasn't struck down until 1970. I had no idea. So this isn't just something that happens in, you know, the South or Southern states. It's something that happens in Alaska too. And we've, you know, efforts have been made by the Department of Elections in Alaska to allow greater access to the ballot box by, you know, specifically Alaska Native people. But I think there's still a lot more work that could be done.
So how do you propose we go about kind of vetting where we stand compared to other states? And of course, we've got legislation in the hopper too, that has the potential to affect access to the polls. It's viewed differently. Some people view the legislation as a way to prevent voter fraud. Others see it as a way to suppress voting. But I guess in a way, do you have any ideas on how we as a state could kind of vet our own process? Do we need to do that?
Sure. Certainly guaranteeing the integrity of our elections is important. We don't want to prevent voter fraud, but I think we also need to verify that voter fraud is happening in the first place. A lot of times these voter ID laws are, you know, described as a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. There's claims of millions of people voting illegally or dead people on the voter rolls. A lot of these things are used to justify, you know, things like purging names from voter rolls. But when you dig right down to it, it's just not happening. It's just not true that it's happening on the scale that some people claim it is.
So what's going to happen tonight at your march? Will it just be a march? Will there be some presentations?
Well, the plan is to meet at Marine Park at 7 o'clock, take a short walk up to the Capitol or more precisely the plaza of the court there, right across from the Capitol. And folks will have an opportunity to speak if they would like. I've been wondering that same thing myself. You know, what is the point of all this? Is anybody going to notice? I originally was kind of, you know, hoping to walk through the downtown business corridor, but I was notified that wasn't really going to be practical. There's certain procedures when you're organizing a march, and I'm still learning about those things, just kind of throwing myself into it. So, you know, instead we're going to be marching up Main Street, but, you know, hopefully to call attention to this issue. I mean, voting rights are our most basic democratic right. There's a lot of other things that flow from the right to vote. If you as a constituency don't vote, well, then you're not going to be catered to by politicians, essentially.
Well, I guess that's it's always good to remind politicians that the voters exist.
especially
when it's not an election year, but we are coming up on an election year. So Marine Park at 7 o'clock, and then a walk up to the plaza in front of the Capitol building. and people will have an opportunity to share, it sounds like, when they get there.
You got it. And maybe, I mean, I hope that it'll be a chance for like-minded folks to meet up and do something besides just posting that meme on Facebook.
Okay. All righty. Well, I want to thank you very much, Kyle Davis. And I imagine that you are probably going to have some other events, that this is just the first of many, you hope, or
yeah,
based on
so.
Turnout?
Maybe something when the weather's a little bit warmer. You know, just trying to build some momentum here.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rhonda.
Well, thank you for being on our show. And it is solstice. It is a time of change. So who knows what will happen this evening. It will be curious to find out. So thanks so much, Kyle.
Thank you.
Kyle Harris, who is organizing a march tonight on voting rights at Marine Park, is where it begins at 7 o'clock.